This episode of the Michael Harris Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Saturday, the season premiere of T.J. Hooker.
I know this guy, and I know his victims.
Hooker's second chance at love is threatened by a killer. And a special two-hour love boat sets sail for the South Sea Islands Saturday.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
In the annals of this show, going back to the Don and Mike Show and the current iteration of the show, one thing has been consistent. Whenever an idea would be hatched, whenever something would be agreed upon to move forward with, or whether something was, a cool idea we want to do, my radio partner Don Geronimo lacked patience. I lacked patience, and I still lack patience. So when something comes down the pike that I get excited about, I'm like, let's do it now.
Okay.
Let's do it right now. And the idea with my wife was this casino influencer thing.
Okay, yeah.
And I reached out to the powers that be. And this is in the meantime with the naysayers saying, oh, he'll never do it. Or Josh says, hey, that was a week ago. And I'm getting
No, I'm not a naysayer.
No, you're not a naysayer, but you were saying,
get in the casino.
Yeah.
Where is it? Yes.
Wouldn't I love
impatient.
To? Wouldn't I fucking love to? Wouldn't I absolutely love to?
And aren't you sort of, when someone, say an online hater, says it's not going to happen, doesn't that make you redouble your efforts because you want to show them?
It makes me just hot to trot, but sure. I was hot to trot before that because of the idea in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I reached out, and I got to the powers that be, and it was extremely positive. I had an actual conversation. And then that person farmed me over to another person, and that person, who was on vacation, reached out and said, look forward to moving this forward.
Right.
All right? So I figured, and then last week it was left, I'll get to you next week. Well, next week to me is by Wednesday I reach out, if I haven't heard.
Yeah, and you were really red hot and positive when we had dinner on Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, has it been a step backwards, or
I don't know. I don't know. That's the great... You know how it is in our business. You know how it is. It's like you go from hot to, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, and you recognize... I've been doing this a long time, and when other people get involved, sometimes you hit a roadblock. So I reach out today, and I said, we kind of like to maybe do something this weekend. And this is after someone reached out to me and said, hey, we're full speed ahead. We're ready to go. Mm-hmm. I want to move you through the next process. And the response I got was 2 weeks if you're approved.
Oh, so they have a process.
No, something along the lines. It was just curt. It was it went from welcome. I saw the response email from the grand poobah. It said this sounds promising. You don't get more positive than that in corporate speak. And then I went from that to do not come this weekend. And then I said, okay. And I maintained my professionalism.
That's one step from a restraining order.
Yeah, and that's also no way to run a casino. They want people in there.
Okay, don't say the C word. Yeah, I'll say the C word, okay?
Okay, all right.
In fact, just keep it down.
All right.
All right, because you're like the kiss of death for guests or anything.
Mike, for everything.
So I just
want
to, well, how many guests?
My father was doing well when I got down to Florida.
There you go.
Yeah.
So just let me handle this.
You want Rob to make a phone call? It'll be nice and long.
I'll be banned from every casino in America.
There's a few things I didn't get to in the eulogy I'd like to share with them. So we could get that. I'd be pleased to do it for you.
So I the response is curt.
Okay.
And then I respond, well, I said, understood, makes sense. Perhaps we can arrange a call.
Good.
Could you let me know a good time to call? And, essentially, I've been kind of monitoring email all day. And the way it works when you do that, it's crickets all day.
Mm-hmm.
All day, forever.
Who?
And I am so fucking frustrated that for whatever reason, this happened. And I'll tell you why it happened.
Okay.
It happened because we wanted our motherfucking breakfast first. We wanted our dessert first, I should say. I'm so upset I'm getting things wrong.
Right.
Now, there are people that are thrilled right now to hear this. There are people that thrilled. Shut up. There are people that are thrilled right now to hear this. But this is just...
Will you ask a question and a vague
what?
Okay. When you got the ultimate positive energy, was that from like someone in PR or communications?
Why details?
Because I'm curious what the stumbling block is.
Why do you get a boner for details that I don't want to discuss?
I didn't know you didn't want to
discuss
it. This
is looking at what did I say to you 6 minutes ago?
I stuck
Mensa member?
Yeah. I stuck to your first rule.
You're so fucking but out of it.
Was it a Five Below manager or just regular employee
that
caught you?
No, it was a big time player.
All right.
I don't need that discussion now. I'm trying to speak. Listen to me, both of you. All I'm trying to do right here is dance around it and give people the information for two reasons.
Okay.
Because we have gone public with it, and I know people want to hear about it, but at the same time, I want to vent.
I hear you.
Well, I hope you do this time. I really do, because it's just I don't want to get into the detail. This is the equivalent of seeing the picture in the back. What's in that? What's on that picture frame?
That's not what you do.
Well, it's close. It's close.
I don't think it's in the same genre.
Okay.
Is there a competitor that you can call and say, we were going to go with these people, but they're just too slow?
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. So anyway, that's where I am. And it just sucks. And it's just like, I want one in the win column, boys. I want one in the win column. This show... I am on the knife's edge with the year here. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not running a show. I am running a motherfucking daycare center. And I am really frustrated. And I want to do something new and something fresh to just liven my life up a little bit. And so I got excited and I said to my wife, I said, don't stop. Don't say. And nobody could wait.
Right.
And the bottom line is when you promise something, you need to deliver it. And I'm trying very hard to do that. So, yeah, Mike being Rob, mean to Rob again. Fuck off.
Rob,
you know what? Rob
was an idiot.
You're right. Maybe Mike should just step off for a while.
No.
Maybe Mike should just step off and take a powder.
Mike, how was your Wednesday?
The Wednesday's the worst Wednesday I've had in a long time.
Now, how come?
And I'm waiting. And by the way, because I am waiting for other things to go that are happening too. It's a challenging time. And I'm just very, very frustrated. And you know what? God damn it. It gets old. It gets really, really, really old.
Does Carla not know the primary motive of this show, though? Which is don't get happy?
I suppose everybody should. And you know that I was violating that probably Friday night when we all had dinner together. By the way, we all went out to dinner. The restaurant Rob and I love that's now turned into a shit show, in my humble opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, the pancakes
sucked, Rob. It sucked.
I didn't see one president there.
Everything was meh and ridiculously overpriced.
I think this might be... Well, it is overpriced.
No, this is not. I felt this way before coming in here.
How was the Mai Tai?
You're spotlighting my mood again.
No,
keep
I'm not.
It up.
Mike, I'm not spotlighting
right,
the mood.
Right,
I'm just saying
no,
we broke down the meal pretty intensely that night.
It just wasn't the same. And that's a very, very frustrating.
Probably the company.
That's my fault.
Now,
well, let's go to the person that's never had it before.
Yeah,
Rob and I have this Chinese joint that God knows we've blown them over the years.
Yep.
And we went in and, you know, new management. Right? Nobody there. Maybe some of the servers and stuff like
that. Yeah, but none of the people. That's right. None of the people that established the place.
And we go out to dinner. And that's when I told the guys that, hey, things are chugging right along. Let's be ready for this to promote it. Blah, 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 blah. Although it's a separate entity from this show, even though I'm going to talk about it.
You were just excited.
But I was excited about it. And a big mistake. And then the meal came. And I thought it was just like... It was a big bowl of okay. It was not what I remembered it by. I mean, it may be slight flavor profiles that were the same, but it was not the same.
I don't know, Mike. I've never been there before. This is my first time. After hearing you praise it for 30 years.
Yeah, for a long, long time.
And you know what? It was just fine.
It was
the
just
food wasn't outstanding. It was just fine.
It was fine.
Wow.
It was fine.
Now that comes,
I disagree.
Let's make, well, hold on a second.
No,
let's,
no, it's got its history in the restaurant.
Yeah, but we're not talking. And, we're not talking to Gordon Ramsay here, Rob. Okay, let's
be honest.
Well,
that's true. That's true.
We're not talking to Julia Child as far as culinary.
Yeah.
You know, the man's pantry at home is stocked primarily with nitrates. Okay,
yeah. He does love his orange chicken.
Yes,
I do like orange chicken.
Yeah, and probably nuggets.
You know what? Panda Express is fine. I had duck once before.
Yeah.
And it was much better and a little juicier.
Okay.
And better.
But was it served in the traditional Peking manner?
Hold on a second. Probably... Rotor GK gives us a $9.99 super chat, $10 super chat. Says, I had to cut back on my super chats when I lost my job a few months ago. But now that I'm working again, please enjoy this super chat. Well, thank you,
awesome.
Rotor GK. We appreciate that. Super chat's always, always appreciated.
Yeah.
And it's like, what does hit the bell, Rob, mean? What does that mean?
The sounder.
Oh, do they want this? We're sort of past that, but I can play it for you if you like.
All right, this is for Rotor GK. Thank you, Rotor. We appreciate it. I don't know. This restaurant would be for people. It's not a traditional strip mall kind of Chinese joint.
No, and that's. I was expecting more traditional, like the duck
outfits.
I had when. When I went to Singapore, it's the last place I had duck.
Okay.
So I thought it was more authentic. It was going to be more authentic than American.
What was authentic about it in Singapore? Just out of curiosity.
Well, we all pet the duck in the morning.
Stop it. Not true.
Were they hanging up? Were the ducks hanging up when you went into the restaurant?
They were, yes.
I forget who said it first, but they're hanging there like long, greasy saxophones. Yes.
But this is also the same town where when you walk down the street, there's frogs and lizards and stuff flattened out for you to just grab and eat.
Joel Rosenbaum writes, Mike, could the weight loss medication have changed your taste buds? I know for me, certain foods don't taste the same since I've been on them.
Let us dissect for a moment the beef dish we got, which is unlike any other beef dish you can get anywhere.
Somebody said, Steve Hernandez says, Josh wants it to be the end of a Christmas story.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's looking for.
But that's correct.
The flavor profile and the spice and the texture of the beef dish is literally unlike anything you can get anywhere else. And I thought it was on point. I really did think it was on point. Now, the duck was good, but the pancakes were off. We agreed on that.
Yes.
But also, one thing that was no good was the personality of our duck steward. Our duck steward was no good because it wasn't a show.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
Sorry, just have to do that one. Yeah, but you know this for a fact. You've probably been more times than I have. Mm-hmm. And the duck person that carves the duck never engages, but you can have an attitude of pleasantness.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a little bit of a show. They'll talk you through it. I believe there was a waiter named Pang that was very good at doing the duck show.
Well, the duck show would be a waiter and the person carving the duck.
Right.
And at the end of it, they would make their little pancake egg roll thing for you, right?
Yeah. And you know what? They didn't do that.
Time.
Did they?
No.
Yeah.
Welcome. Because when you're charging quadruple what you used to charge, you want to make sure that you subtract niceties at a restaurant.
Sure. Sure. You did not. I don't know that you had dumplings. The dumplings were on point. They were perfect.
Oh, okay.
No, I did. All right. I was not a fan of the dumplings.
Yeah. And let me just add this. Okay. Hold. I'm going to tell you this. There are a few staples at this joint.
Mm-hmm.
You can get dumplings in the frozen aisle section of a Costco that are better than the ones that we have.
Costco ones are fine.
No,
you're misspeaking because they grow their own leeks. This is not a traditional Asian dumpling. This is a leek dumpling.
They were not necessary.
Well, I love them.
They were, of course you did.
Why do you say of course?
For a long time, too.
Well, you also
are we going to bring that back? That'd be good, yeah.
I'll bring that back for a long time. Yeah. They were not good, and they didn't fit in with the... You know, they were gross.
They were delicious.
At the outrageous prices, couldn't they buy a few new chairs?
Yeah, you know, I will give them the fact the decor might be unchanged since 1950?
Yes.
With those big dusty chandeliers that have graduation tassels on them? Yes. I'm not sure that those are really what people are looking for. Also, Josh, were you disappointed in the overall location of the restaurant? Because it does look like it should be a vape shop. When you get
we warned him about that.
But you guys warned me where I've been to bad neighborhoods. I've been to bad areas. Mm-hmm. You guys set it up like this area was all this like horrible. Like you're going in the middle of the inner city and you're not going to feel comfortable there. And Rob goes, come early because it's hard to park. It's a gigantic parking spot.
You know what? It would be hard to park if they had any business. I couldn't believe how empty the place was.
What time did you get there? You were there before I was. What time did you get there?
15 minutes early.
Okay, so
5:45, yeah.
But it was, for me, I got one that opened up, but I think it would have been a challenge to park otherwise, other than that.
But in the old days when it was crowded, you could not get a parking spot.
A Derail 1975 said, did they take down Mike's picture?
Ha-ha.
The answer would be no, they have taken down neither of them.
So there you go. Nap.
There you go, Derail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. That's right. Much younger pictures than we used to
many years ago under previous management.
Yeah, and Rob was right where the second one was. I remember when they moved me years ago back by the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I made a big joke about that. And then Rob said, you're over the little awning, the archway.
Two dining rooms, yeah.
He said, you're right over the archway. And I go and I look over the archway and there's some sort of sword.
Yeah, you got a place.
Asian sword. And then there I was. Right to the right of it. And so that's not the reason for this. It's not, I don't know. It's not, is it horrible? No. Would I go again? I don't know. Would prices, you?
I would for maybe a special occasion.
If you were paying?
Yeah. They do a great, and you know this, you've done this before. They do like, if you have a minimum of six people, they'll do a five-course meal.
You got history, though, and you have to include your dad in that.
Yeah, and we had my rehearsal dinner there for my wedding.
And
Dick Van Patten.
And my daughter's graduation. That's where she wanted to go.
Yeah.
And they still don't know who you are.
No, they know who I used to be.
Oh, the owners.
Right, the owners.
Way back in the day.
Oh,
but
yeah.
No, it's just not. Look, I know. I certainly, and Rob doesn't either. We don't expect to walk into this joint and get, hey, how are you? How you been? That doesn't exist. There's only one joint in town that does that, and we were there on the weekend also.
That's right. The Palm.
The Palm. You know, he's gone too.
I know. I'm sorry, buddy. It sucks. That's so sad. It does suck. We're all getting older.
Yeah, we are. It's the way it works. But it just flavor-wise, the flavor profile, and I'm sorry, those little pancakes that they make with the duck and the leeks and stuff, that's
not great.
That's a major component.
If you screw that up.
I would go back. But I wouldn't order the duck.
You wouldn't order the duck? See, I would order the duck again.
I would too.
Yeah, I would order the duck again and say, yeah, but I don't know. It's like all things, you know, nothing stays the same.
And really, I do think if you were to go back 5 years, I'd say prices have doubled or almost tripled on most
incredible
items. It used to be like going to a Chinese restaurant where you could eat your ass off for $25.
And you would say, oh, don't go there when you can go just a few miles down the road and go to this joint. Well, now, I mean, craziness. Yeah. And that's the way of the world in all places right now. Go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Take your kid through McDonald's, see if you get through there without spending $30.
Yeah. Oh my God, I know.
Speaking of my kid, I have I call him my son and the two redwoods.
Okay, what's that about?
They are enormous with no more odor than a hot biscuit. No.
Oh, does he have tall friends?
He tall is the tallest right now. The tallest baseball players in his age group are in my pool as we speak right now.
Are they so tall that your pool has no deep end for them? It's just the pool?
They're so tall that they would not go in over their head at any place in that particular pool. That's sure.
Josh, when you see them grow up like that, do you laugh? Because you are not freakishly tall, but you are very tall yourself.
How tall were you at 12?
I don't know how tall I was, but I was the tallest in the class. Yeah.
Always.
Okay. Always, yeah.
Yeah, right. At 12, now, Mike, I was the fattest one in the class.
Were you at 12?
I'm trying to think. That would be sixth grade? Probably, yeah. I mean,
Were you starting to, you know, soften up at 12?
As you know, Mike, I come from a broken home. And sometimes one eats one's feelings. I wasn't morbidly obese then, but I was definitely not a skinny kid.
Was there a period of time where you lost baby fat and then, and then got fat later? Or
yeah,
were you fat?
It was last week. No, I would say, God, probably until we worked together, it was a steady increase the whole time. Okay. I remember being horrified my freshman year of high school when they did health screening. And I stood on the scale, and I was 190 pounds as a freshman.
Wow.
And I was shocked. I didn't think I was
that. Did anybody else see it?
Yeah, Bobby Sapuka saw it.
Did he make a big stink?
No, he said, that's it. He said, you look fine. He was a nice guy.
Oh, he was a nice kid.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, but
that's the opposite of cruelty. Disc jockeys wouldn't be that nice.
I suppose he talked about me behind my back like anyone else would, but at the time, he was very nice.
Well, you don't know that if he was nice to your face, because that to me sounds like a moment where it would be like, bah!
Yeah, it was quite a bit of weight for that.
Yeah.
I think I was 6 feet when I graduated high school, but not when I went into high school. I couldn't tell you how tall I was at 12.
Well, okay. Right now I'm at this middle school camp, so there's like 400 kids, and it's fun to watch the boys especially because you have the
Be careful how you finish this sentence.
I'm watching my words. If I said girls, it's even creepier.
Yeah.
Because you have the 11, 12-year-old boys who haven't hit that growth spurt yet, and then you have the 14-year-olds that look like men.
Hi, and Mr. Smoker.
That range of middle school, the kids just sprout up.
Yeah, they do.
58 Giants fan writes, what's the difference between flavor and flavor profile? Well, let me explain it.
That's it.
Anyway.
Thank you, Mike. You watch a lot of cooking shows.
Was he being snarky?
Snarky. I bet he's in real life. I bet he's an asshole.
I'm not taking snarky today. I've had me a day. And
you
just
don't entertain. You will not suffer fools today.
Okay, let me check my messages. Just a second.
Yeah.
Now, was that, Rob, after you stepped off the scale and the kid was nice to you?
Yeah.
Did he laugh that once you started running?
He would have if I had run. I do remember we had to stay until they recalibrated the scale. No.
They had to bring in the other scale?
Yeah. Well, they took me down to 95 so I could, get on the truck scale.
I was more worried in high school.
Oh, Mike, it's a big
one. Thank you, Jim Shaffron. $100 super chat. Thank you, Jim. Hopefully this makes up for me offering to buy Josh a drink Saturday at an open bar. Do you have a memory of that, Josh?
Well, yeah, he offered to buy me a drink, and I said, they're all covered.
Yeah.
He said, I think he said, I don't think so. I said, trust me, they are.
He offered to buy me dinner. He said, just go help yourself up at the buffet. Yes. Jim is a good guy.
Asked for a shot of McCallum.
Yeah.
At your father's event, would I have received one complimentary?
Yes, but would it be worth souring our relationship?
I asked for two bottles to go, and they handed them to me.
No, I will say that the bar tab was much less than we anticipated. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people showed up to get hammered. And so because of that, well, Mike,
I know
not everybody.
I drank Miller Lite, though.
Yes. Oh, the new light beer from Miller?
The brand new product from Miller. And I draft draft beer is what I consume, not bottled.
Yeah.
So I drank the cheapest beer you could drink outside of Natural Light, I suppose.
Well,
you
know? Green Natural Light.
Green Irish Natural Light. By the way, you go to an Irish bar and you get one of those green draft beers, it's Natural Light.
I should have. You know what? That would have been a great request if Jimmy could get one keg of green beer for my dad's eulogy.
That's too funny.
That'd be good.
Oh, what's this? It's green beer.
In memory of my... It comes from the reflecting pool.
Yes, it does. Oh, I saw that online today.
Yeah.
America's newest and favorite Halloween costume. People thinking about October already.
Yeah.
And it's a guy with a blue tarp, but the blue tarp is plastic and it's peeling off. And he said, I'm going as the reflecting pool.
That's great.
Funny,
I love that.
Funny. Anyway, it's been an interesting time and an interesting day. And as usual, I go to pick my son up at his little baseball camp. And he says, can I bring bring Austin home, and can I bring Alex home? And there they are, getting into God knows what.
Did Austin, when he got in the car, did he say, "You just wiggle your finger. It's wonderful."
Hey. No, they started telling jokes. Filthy jokes in the car.
Anything
Michael shows
good?
Off for his friend. What did the horny frog say?
What?
Rub it.
That's terrific.
That is a terrific joke. I rewrote it.
Oh, what was the original?
I'll tell you after the show.
Did you rewrite it for the kids?
I rewrote it.
Did you
for
get
political with, correctness?
I get that, but did you get in on the jokes with the kids?
Yeah, a little bit. I said a couple of times, you know, knock it off, stop it, please. And
were you laughing when you said knock it off? So you're actually encouraging
the rub it joke. I laughed out loud at. I couldn't help myself. It was a funny joke.
Did you tell all of them that after dinner you're going to workshop some material with them?
Good.
At any point did you say don't tell your parents?
That's
but
right.
Here's one.
How could I be upset when my son is coming home with these kids that have just been out in 94-degree heat for 4 hours running around the baseball diamond, and they're telling naughty jokes in the car coming up. I can't get mad.
That's,
it's hard for me to get mad at that.
It'll be okay by me.
Even though I've been blown off.
Yes.
By the casino.
Maybe you could tell a joke to the people that blew you off.
You know,
do you think they know the pickle slicer joke?
What is the pickle slicer joke?
Okay, so a guy comes home. He works at a factory, and he says to his wife, I'm home. It was a weird day. She says, bad day? He says, not a real bad day, but I have this overwhelming urge I've never had before. And she said, what? He says, I want to put my unit in the pickle slicer. And she says, well, that's probably going to get you fired. You have to try not to do that. He says, I know it's a bad idea, but I'm going to try not to do it. Next day, he comes home. He says, honey, I still have this urge to put it in the pickle slicer. She said, you really can't do that. He says, I'm fighting every urge. It's a weekend. He goes back in on Monday. He comes home downtrodden. He said, I got fired. She said, what happened? He said, I put my dick in the pickle slicer. And she says, well, what happened to the pickle slicer? They fired her, too.
You almost got through that one
without miss saying pickle. I know. You don't need to call attention to it.
Well,
at least I kept it short.
I mean, did you know? Guess you'll like this, Rob. You know what I was watching that popped up on my feed? Hard to find clips of this guy.
Who?
But I got one. Red Buttons.
He's so not funny.
And Red Buttons, but he had a very solid, like, shtick.
Yeah.
That he would
never
say,
got a dinner.
You know, it's where he would say, in the words of Noah's wife.
Yeah.
Who said to Noah, you're putting the papers down tonight. I mean,
well,
that was his whole thing.
The structure would be, he was a great, as he was billed, like an after-dinner speaker. He said, you know, a lot of people are here tonight, and it's great when someone can have a dinner, but there's a lot of people who never got a dinner. And then he pauses and people laugh because they know what's going to be said. Like Noah's wife, who said, tonight you're putting the papers down.
That's it.
She never got a dinner.
She never got a dinner.
And he'll do it for 25 minutes and maybe a 10% success rate. But a good enough actor. He did a couple movies and then.
Well, when you watch that material, you just say to yourself, how much fun would that have been, you know, to write those jokes?
And if you had a shtick like that, you could use it for years.
Years and years and years.
Years. And then Ed Sullivan came and these people that have been doing the same act for 40 years did it on TV and then they could never do it again.
Josh, do you happen to have any Red Buttons available on the intranet?
It's mostly in his phone because he loves Red Buttons.
It's mostly the Dean Martin roasts that that Red Buttons did. But it would be like, you know, who would have thought that this person would get a dinner?
Yeah, exactly.
And it was usually a dinner honoring somebody, and that's how he did it. And he was a Catskills guy.
Yeah, is he your favorite Red?
No, Red Fox.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't thinking. I was, because I know you don't like Red Skelton.
I don't like Red Skelton. Although Red Skelton, in retrospect, thinking about the kind of person he was, I think he was a good person. So, you know,
I do too, but he can never be great because he painted clowns a lot.
And he also, he went for that maudlin kind of syrupy shtick, which was just a cheap.
And he was very dirty in real life.
Oh, you mean like in his stand-up?
Yeah, well, yeah, like backstage and stuff, yeah.
But they were all naughty, like Milton Berle the first time I saw him, like, my God, he's filthy.
What about Big Red Alan Coulter? Is he a favorite?
Oh, And he's no longer with us either.
No, we lost him. As a matter of fact, we had an interview with him that we aired on TMOS Classic 2 or 3 weeks ago that was great.
Very cool guy. Very, very, cool, very nice man.
All right, here's a little Red Buttons. Not sure where we're at.
Okay. Obviously.
Here's a fella who's done pretty good. Very good in show business. And he's got an enemy and an Oscar. There's no end in that. That's Emmy. Emmy. Jerry Sanju? Emmy. He's got an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Golden Globe to prove it. Let's say ho-ho to my old pal, Red Button.
Beautiful red hair.
They always do that. They do that, like, thing with their...
I don't understand it. It means something to them. Yeah.
Oh, Dean, you didn't have to get
up. Oh, they're going
to
do pre... Is this like Dean Martin crap?
You want me to skip ahead?
Yeah, see if you can find another one.
He looks like a ventriloquist dummy next to Dean.
What is this? Two buttons. Wilfred Sumner, Wilfred Sumner, Wilfred Sumner. And lest you forget... I am Wilfred Sumner, your pal Wilfred Sumner. Oh, yeah. Mind? Remember Grant, remember Lee.
Okay, sorry. Remember me. My sincere apologies for even doing it. I apologize.
Maybe his shtick was a little too hip for the Martin show.
It probably was. You know,
I think I have a Red Button CD, but I'd have to find it.
Yeah, so, it's. But you got it right. I said Dean Martin Rose, and there he was wearing his tuxedo.
Did you recognize Dean Martin? Josh?
No. Just,
not even after just watching Cannonball Run?
Rob.
No,
Rob,
it's Dean Martin.
Rob,
it's,
he's younger than you are.
Right, and I'm older than I am. Yeah.
You are older than you are because you watched stuff that was past your age range.
Yeah.
The only person in this room to have watched these people on real television is yours truly. I grew up with these guys on TV.
But, I mean, Dean was still viable in Josh's life.
Not really.
Yeah, Cannonball Run, 2 movies he made.
And I was, what, 4?
Yeah, but you just watched it on Hicks Nicks.
Sure, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, all you did? Okay, let's give a little tease. Is that out yet, that particular show?
That was a few weeks ago.
This week, it should drop today or tomorrow, we did, and you'll be shocked at Josh's take on Viva Las Vegas with Elvis Presley and Anne Margaret. That's the way he felt going in.
Yeah.
What's your take on Anne Margaret, Mike? 1964 Anne Margaret.
And my take on Anne Margaret at all times is phenomenal, but the greatest, can do this now. The greatest Anne Margaret appearance was on the Johnny Carson show when she was promoting a special. Now, why are you shaking your head?
Don't ask Rob what he thinks of Anne Margaret.
What do you think of Anne Margaret?
I think she is Trey Box. She is a knockout. No,
I agree.
Fun episode of Hicks Nicks where Rob constantly talks about how good she looks.
Yeah, I did bring it up a lot.
Eric says this is the geriatric hour. Yeah. All right, now I want you to find some. I know I'm working you to death here, but this is really important. This is Anne Margaret on Johnny Carson. You will find this one. She's wearing a blue matching denim outfit. And you will. And I want to see if Eric W.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run this. You can skip ahead on this one as much as you want. And I want to see what old Eric Geriatric thinks when he watches this clip, which I don't think you'd be able to air today on a variety show of any kind.
Quite saucy. And
it is
most
delightful.
Appealing.
Yeah. And she is a talented dancer. That's how she made her name to start with. And you can maybe go halfway through this one if you wish. But how are we doing with this particular video?
It's downloading right now.
That's great. Now, this is good stuff. He's also so confident. I like it when he's like, Mike, what do you think, you fool? Of course, I'm doing this.
Mike, and also in the same movie, is Anne Margaret's father is played by William Demarest. Also sexy.
God. That really makes it back to the jury. All right, skip forward. Skip forward. Yeah. That's Anne Margaret. She's going to perform.
God, Johnny, get a haircut.
I understand that. I'm trying
She's going to perform
what
for
I
him.
Heard. You have a National Health Service over there, right? You said that everybody has...
He's talking about Sweden.
And that they take care of their citizens
in
that country.
Yes. Yes, it's fabulous.
But you still say that they get depressed.
Well, doesn't everyone? But we just keep it all inside. I get mad once a year, And then I'd start throwing things.
Do you?
Violent, yeah.
That's look good. At that hair. Look at that like 70s that hair.
Break, I wish I could do it more.
All right, can we break skip? It.
Can we skip to the performance?
Yeah. Here we go. Thunder and Lightning by Chai Coltrane. Oh, I'm sorry. Kiki D.
All right. Geriatric. Yes, this is an old clip.
I'd like to see a modern clip.
You'd like to see what?
Her doing this now.
Oh. Yeah,
she could.
Everybody's ages. We'll let this run for a minute. It's a lovely outfit.
I bet those jeans came with two attendants.
Okay, Shaggy. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Now, the reason I'm letting you play this, turn it down a little bit. The reason I'm letting you play this is not because of the dance, although the dance is quite nice with Anne Margaret. And that's Anne Margaret probably in her mid to late 30s, right? Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
So
yeah.
Something like that. And it's Johnny Carson's reaction, his legitimate reaction to the performance, which I found charming. Now, Josh, this is what I grew up with this show late at night. That's what I would watch. And as a young man, not sure what year this was, but as a young man who is probably in his teens, watching this late at night.
Yeah, let me put it to you this way. Mike was up all night. That. Yeah.
What's that?
I understand that.
Okay.
It's the Rob creep factor that
I understand.
Little nonstop.
He has to do the shtick. That's what he's doing, but
I'm not saying a word.
Also, maybe look ahead and not in the past, Rob. She was much older before you didn't watch it. Mike watching this as a kid, as a teenager, I can understand that.
Right.
Remember when we argued about what's a time capsule and what is dated?
Yeah.
Viva Las Vegas exists as a time capsule of her. Because you can't see it anymore. But it proves that she
walking existed. Over to Johnny, and Johnny puts his hands up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild, yeah. It's quite a long. There's NBC old color camera right there. There, a little close up there.
Here's the finish.
It's a good TV day. Good day to watch the show on YouTube, folks. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Please.
It would be really nice. Hope they don't get mad at us. So there she goes. Now, I think we all can agree.
Yeah.
It's a rather titillating performance.
Yeah, I would agree.
By Ms. Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the raw heterosexuality sometimes of Johnny Carson amused me greatly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's Johnny right there.
I'm surprised Ed was able to stand
mouth,
up.
Quiet mouth, please.
Would you all turn to page 186 in your hymnal? Let us pray. That's the opening number. That ought to do it, all right. It's got to be those moose meatballs.
Yeah, they give me a lot of energy.
Yeah, that kind of energy.
Really should take some.
What?
Really should take some. A lot of energy.
I should take some. That'll do it for me, huh? That's quite a number, Miss Margaret. Miss Olson, Miss Anne. My poor old grandmother. I wish she were alive. That would have killed her. I don't mean that. If she had have been, why, she would have. She had gone like a frozen carp right there. Excellent. Well, we got a first on our show. And a second, I think.
He's just totally flustered.
Yeah, he doesn't know where to go with it.
Why don't we pause here? Take our collection. We have, you went to the same high school, I understand, as, and I may be wrong on this, and probably am, as Bruce Dern.
Yes, I just found out.
All right,
before
that's a bucket of cold water. Right that's there. Just fun. Just fun. Oh, my God.
You know what's funny? Yes. That young Carson, that's probably mid-70s Carson, not mid-1970s. His voice was buzzy almost. He hadn't gone to a low voice yet. And it was just, his voice sounded like a buzzer almost. And
oh, his,
yeah.
He had the low voice, if you got him. That was many, many years of smokes that we were dealing with at that particular time. Classy.
It is classy.
I don't know if that's the word I would use, but we do have to take a break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we've got the tidbits for you, ladies and gentlemen.
What kind of bits? Enjoy.
Bits of tin.
That's right.
Tin bits. Yeah, thank you. Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. I'm just reading the comments are on today. They really are. The casino host wouldn't tell Ann Margaret not to come to the casino this weekend. That is funny. Hit the music, Slim.
Of course, here we do.
Oh my God. You know, one of the things that I wrote down today was simply, and I really, talking about the weather is as jive as it gets, but the heat in Florida, it's been craziness. It's been stay out too long and you probably got to jump in an ice bath. It's really amazing. Too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
Sammy Davis Jr.
It is too darn hot.
It is so hot down here, but
is it hotter than even last year, or is this just like a continuing curve?
I think you get used to it, but I think even we Floridians can get a little crazy with it.
Yep.
And this is interesting to me. A massive heat dome has settled over Europe. It is shattering historical temperature records across more than two dozen countries. France, you know the French, right, Rob?
Oh, yes, the Parisians.
The France recorded its hottest day in history, with the thermometer spiking at a blistering 111 degrees Fahrenheit in the southwestern region. In the UK, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres delivered an emergency address during London Climate Action Week as outdoor temperatures surged past 100 degrees. Local governments across the continent are enacting emergency safety protocols. You don't hear about this in that part. Are you going to Europe again, Josh? Are you going to go this year?
No.
Okay,
no plans.
You're lucky.
All your gelato will have melted.
All the protocols, safety protocols being put across Europe to protect citizens as energy grids face unprecedented demand. So
you know,
not
that
only
protection
down here
would have come in handy in 1940. Where were they then?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the problem now is that their infrastructure is so old.
Yeah,
I suppose.
And it's scary because they're not used to it. I have breaking news right here, and you're going to want to write this down.
I got a pencil.
If you are keeping track of this story as I am on this show, Taylor, Travis, you know those two names, don't
you? Yes, of course. Yeah.
Well, here we go. The Madison Square Garden mystery speculation has reached a fever pitch.
Oh, my God. This is probably what's causing all the heat in Europe.
As New York City prepares for a massive mystery event at Madison Square Garden, an official city permit has been filed for an event at the iconic venue over the 4th of July weekend. And all clues point to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's highly anticipated wedding.
Oh. And you know what? They'll remember the anniversary if it's July 4th.
Yes.
Well, I think it's supposed to be July 3rd.
Ah, that's the trick right there, sure.
Well, adding fuel to the fire, Kelce's close friend George Kittle
Who are we supposed to know who that is?
Another tight end, George Kittle, famous tight end in the NFL. He leaked to reporters that the couple has officially issued a strict no gifts policy for guests. Swift was
so sad because when they set up their house with no registry, how are they going to do it?
It's going to be difficult.
But, I mean, they're going to need knives and forks and a blender, the whole thing.
But how was he able to share this with the strict NDA that last week they said all guests had to sign?
How about that? Yeah. Maybe he's...
Because he was told to leak it. That's why.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
She, the lovely Taylor Swift, was just seen flashing her massive engagement ring in Nashville, where she surprised fans with a live duet of Love Story alongside country star Lainey Wilson.
That's fantastic. If I had a pistol, I'd shoot myself right now.
Well, it's love, Rob. It's just love is in the air. Come on now.
I totally understand. And you know who's the officiant at the wedding, I hear, is Red Buttons. And he's going to say, Travis Kelce never had a wedding.
Who once said to Lady Godiva, why didn't you get a buzz cut? I just made that one up. Like father, like son on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Deacon Philippe just pulled off the ultimate Hollywood throwback as the premiere of the new series L, the 22-year-old son of Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Philippe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Completely. This is nepotism at its finest.
Good.
He completely recreated his dad's iconic 2001 red carpet look. Was it iconic?
Everyone remembers it. Josh, will you describe it to us? Because I know everyone remembers it.
Yeah, it was a white suit.
Yeah, that's right.
No, was it?
It was a tight denim outfit, wasn't it? Like Ann Margaret's?
Rob, it was 2001, and it was a look from the original Legally Blonde premiere.
Ah,
Ryan wore a slick black suit paired with Ray-Bans and a pink tie.
Just like Josh described.
Deacon looked identical to vintage footage of his father beside him at the premiere of the show L. I haven't heard
any of that. It's a prequel. The movie that
so
you were just commenting
on. E-L-L-E, it's like her
E-L-L-E,
name.
Like her name
in
the
Legally
movie.
Blonde, yeah.
Well, and here he is.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wow. That is fucking conic.
Beside him, of course, Reese, Mama. She kept her signature method dressing streak alive, stunning the crowd in a custom sheer pink lace gown.
And she's a piece of work herself. I'm not so sure I'm a big fan.
Well, she, got in a little bit of trouble a few years back when she got pulled over, like for the DUI, right?
Yeah,
when she
was don't you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am?
Have you ever seen the iconic suit of Ryan Philippe?
I remember on my way walking through the lobby of the hotel Saturday night after your dad's memorial, and I had the cops had asked me, I had about 100 beers.
100 beers, yeah.
And I remember saying in the lobby, I said, I used to be a big deal in this town.
You should see my picture of the restaurant.
You think I just get a call back from a fucking casino instead of just get blown off completely and get yelled at?
Then Josh, the tears stopped and he became angry and he yelled to the cop, I'm wearing a cardboard belt.
You're you gotta hit the thingy. Sorry about that. Play it. Come on, damn it.
Do it.
Thank you. Your smart ring might soon become a key part of national health policy. Mm-hmm. Health Secretary Catherine Hepburn Jr. publicly endorsed wearable fitness and tracking tech, calling devices like the Apple Watch and Aura Ring a key tool. Well, he's a key tool.
He is. I have a question, Mike, while we're talking about watches.
Yes.
I have seen on Temu a watch. It's not an ugly watch. It looks like a standard sort of like a diver's watch that has a built-in lighter in it. Have you seen these?
I have not, but sign me up.
Like butane, you fill it with the butane and you can light a cigarette with your watch.
Is that specifically to blow up an airplane?
It is. It is.
If you are going to venture out and you have nothing to wear on your wrist and you want to put something on your wrist that really 99.9% of people would have no idea whether it was a nice watch or not a nice watch, you go to Temu.
Yeah,
you picked yourself up something for $26, and you will look fine.
You're good
in
to
my
go.
Opinion.
If you don't have a watch to wear, and you really shouldn't go out with a bare wrist, I usually use a scarf.
See this sucker right here? Hold on. Where is it?
Yeah,
there's my scrape from my dog. That's a Sicko.
Oh, that's a Sicko. That, how did the scrape happen?
That's a Sicko. My dog. Oh. My dog. And by the way, with my paper
your onion skin.
With my onion skin right now, the dog just goes like this. It just sloughs right off.
Joshy cut it on the dog's nose.
So the tracking tech he likes, he calls them key tools to help Americans take control of their own health.
Good.
The administration is viewing biometric data tracking as a core pillar of its new healthcare agenda. Medical professionals are currently coordinating with tech developers to determine exactly which tracking metrics doctors actually want to see from their patients.
Mike, maybe you know me. My name is Core Pillar.
Core Pillar. And yes. The tracking.
My doctor does that. She wants to see like my Apple Health status and stuff on how it tracks my heartbeat.
How is your BP? How is your. Really, Scoob, are you really wearing a ball watch? That's one of my favorite brands and one of my best watches that I own. Absolute wonderful watch.
Owned by Lucille?
It's a tank and the best loom in the business. Do you know what loom is, Rob?
Fabric on it.
Loom is the stuff that you see the dial at night so you can tell what time
like
it is.
Luminescence.
Yes, luminescence.
Okay, that's good. Okay. You're lying.
Way to go, Scoob. All right, let me hit it again. I keep forgetting today. A long-distance athlete has shattered records by skateboarding entirely across the United States in just over 5 weeks.
Useful.
Is this anyone that your daughter has dated, Rob? Anyone?
Probably.
The incredible feat of human endurance. He successfully traveled from the coast of California to the coast of Florida. Well, wait a minute. That's not going across the entire United States. If it's Florida, come on. What are you doing
here? It is if you go across. You said starts in California, ends in Florida, right?
Let me say, yeah.
He's diagonal then. He's a diagonal.
Or he maybe went to New York and then down.
Oh, maybe. We'll see.
He should have just done Route 50 all the way from Ocean City to Sacramento. Straight shot.
To the coast of California to the, the coast-to-coast journey was launched. Hold on just a second.
Yeah. Just Route 50 would have taken care of it.
That's his skateboard alarm right there.
Hello?
Yeah. My father never got that much into his skateboard, Josh.
Yes, please. Send him right through. Appreciate it. Okay. Bye-bye.
Gate. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was someone calling from prison.
I forgot to call him in. Sorry about that. Anyway, 39 days.
Please expect a collect call from San Quentin. Yes, put him right through.
The coast-to-coast journey. This is a real show, folks. Was launched as a successful attempt to break his own previous Guinness World Record level. Battling highway traffic, variable weather, and immense physical fatigue, he averaged over 70 miles a day. There are the dogs on four small wheels.
Anyone who sets out to break their own record deserves a kick to the nuts because that's stupid. You don't need to protect your own record. You've already got it.
Well, maybe he was feeling the pressure.
What's this? What's going on?
Maybe someone was building.
What? Hold on. Okay. This is one of the Redwoods. Do you want to lean in and say hi to my guys here? You got to come around because the camera's right here.
This is the guy that you just let in.
Alex, okay if I say your name? This is Alex. Alex, lean in. Lean in right here. Let's take a look at it. Lean right down. There you go, Alex.
Wow.
Stand up tall, Alex. There he goes. Alex is 6'9", ladies and gentlemen. Austin, come on in. Your dad's here,
by the way. No, really, how tall is Alex?
How tall are you, Alex?
6'2".
Yeah, he looks like my son.
Austin, lean down and say hi to everybody. Now you stand up, Austin. Go ahead, stand up. How tall are you, Austin?
5'10".
5'10".
All right.
Hey, Michael.
now tell us a joke.
Michael, you want to tell a joke that's not politically incorrect? Do you have a joke that you could tell?
Wait.
I told your frog joke.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Do you remember any of them, or are they all too filthy?
Are we on the bonus show or the?
We are in there. Get out of here. Okay. Yeah, see you later.
Exactly what a father
we're not
wants
the
to hear.
We're not the bonus show. Out. Everybody out. Thank you. What? What'd you say?
If it was the bonus show, I would have said something else.
Austin, your dad's here to pick
like
you up.
Asking,
and
is mom home or is it just us?
Alex is sleeping over, by the way.
Alex is sleeping over. Okay.
Tell Austin to watch his head. Just all right. By nature.
You have a bed big enough for Austin?
Austin's not the one. Oh, is Austin? Yeah, Austin is sleeping over.
Yeah. He can sleep diagonally, like when you go from Florida to California.
That's the thing. Right. At the age of 12.
Or you
got to
straighten out the sectional.
Buddy, yeah, he's a Wisconsin kid. He's a Wisconsin kid, so he's got the
cheese made Brewers. Him tall.
Cheese is fine. We finished today. Finally, a very literal traffic stop. The Montana Highway Patrol had to pull over a vehicle this morning for a highly unusual fruit-based infraction. State troopers shared a viral photo of an interstate traffic stop involving the iconic Big Banana Car. Have you seen the Big Banana Car? Are you familiar with that?
Like I had a dream once about a Big Banana Car.
Thank you.
Is it like the Oscar Mayer?
I don't know. A custom vehicle completely shaped like a massive banana. While the driver wasn't peeling out, the sheer size and shape of the banana drew crowds of amused onlookers during the dumbing of America and a mandatory safety check from local law. No citations were issued, and the driver was sent on his way, much to the delight of local commuters, as they drone on, sitting behind the wheel going,
Actually, you know what's amazing about that car, Mike? When they bought it, it was green, and now it's yellow.
Exciting, isn't it?
It is, really.
It's very, very exciting, ladies and gentlemen.
Big banana car.
Hey, it's a big banana car. You know, folks, navigating life these days isn't always easy. Trust me, I get it. I always get it, because that's what I do, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes it all adds up and you realize maybe it's time to talk to someone. But finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that can feel like a full-time job. That's where Rula comes in, R-U-L-A. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health professionals covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance plans with average copays around $15 a session. That is wonderful. Sometimes even $0, depending on your coverage. They'll help you get matched with a provider who fits your needs and preferences, with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Taking care of yourself should not wait. Getting started today. Do it with Rula. Mental health care should be affordable and it should be accessible. Visit Rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rula. We appreciate that.
That banana car surprised me. I was expecting something more like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, but it looked like a modified GTO.
It did.
It look like it would be fast?
I just remember, you know, long, long time ago, Donny Osmond cruising along in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Wasn't the first time I've been in that Wienermobile. There it is, right there.
It's nice. It's a nice convertible.
Yeah, it actually has a real banana-like look to it as well.
It does. Now, Mike, if you had to rank any novelty travel that you did, I mean, I know you've been in the Wienermobile. Anything else that compares to it?
There are two things I turned down, and they both involved heights and flying, and I didn't do either one.
I can guess, but go ahead.
One, and I regret this to, and people are going to give me shit about it too, because I regret it to an extent that I turned down a ride in the Blue Angels jet. And
I'd be scared to do that.
I would turn that down also.
Yeah. And I also turned down the blimp to ride in the Goodyear blimp.
I've done two blimps, never the Goodyear blimp. I did the Blockbuster blimp, which was...
Same kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Which was very docile and a nice ride and wonderfully nice. And then the Red Dog. Remember Red Dog beer, which was, I think, Miller's answer to Budweiser? It was horrible.
Oh, that's right, Red Dog. Yeah.
But Red Dog had a blimp, and I believe our pilot was criminally insane. And
he did the dive.
Towards
right?
the spires of the Mormon temple. And that caused, I can tell you to this day, that at that point, Roy Rogers had a hamburger with grilled onions on it, because my engineer, Dan Ryson, in the back seat, had it for lunch. And after the dive, we all revisited the hamburger with grilled onions, because Dan absolutely ralphed. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Let me plug Mrs. O'Mary in here. Just
blimps are kind of fun, Josh. They feel like you're on a boat. It doesn't feel like an aircraft.
Hey,
it
babe.
Floats.
Oh.
Yeah.
Michael has Spanish right now.
Oh, Michael has Spanish right. Michael!
There was so much going on in that household.
Alex is sleeping over. Austin just left, and I'll tell Michael that he's got Spanish, okay?
He has Spanish. He needs to get on now.
Michael! You got to get on now. Spanish now. Mommy is not messing around. Thank you. Shut the door.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Michael has Spanish right
now.
Welcome
to summer.
Did I mention?
Summer's supposed to be relaxing.
Yeah.
Did I mention I'm 67 years old?
Well, Mike, it's time for Spanish. Don't you know that Spanish happens at 4 o'clock?
Do you know that my son has been studying Espanol since he was 5 years old online with the same guy, Angel, who lives in Colombia but is from Venezuela.
Columbia, Maryland?
No, not Columbia, Maryland, you dork. Yeah.
Columbia, Missouri.
I just created a new name for a dork.
Dork. Yes, I'm a
dork. And a wart. That's what
it is. I thought that, but it comes out like, because, you know, your wife, since meeting me, has always called me a dork. So yes. It actually fits right in.
Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Internet trends or dad rock? Your choice. You brought them to the table.
I want to talk about this internet trend because it's going to kill us all.
Yes.
Now, have you heard about the suffix that they put on things, maxing? Like, right now, your son is Spanish maxing. He's going to the...
Yeah, I've heard of that. Okay. I know that.
Okay, there's a new one that goes against everything we've ever been taught, and it's called tan maxing.
Watch
this video.
Came outside to tan.
Hold on.
But apparently I'm doing it wrong. Creators across TikTok are tan maxing by tracking optimal UV windows, documenting their exposure, and testing out different product combinations. Basically, there's a strategy to max out your tan this summer.
There are girls using tanning beds, like they'll say it seriously, like, I'm trying to get as tan as possible.
And
I don't care
what
it takes. I always put sunscreen on my face because I know that's good. I'm not as good with my body. If I use an oil, it has SPF in it, so I feel like that's better than not, but I know that some people literally just use like coconut oil, which I have done before, but I've strayed away now that I'm on the older side of Gen Z.
I feel like it makes my eyes look more blue, it makes my teeth look whiter, it makes my hair look darker. I just feel like in general, and I feel like a lot of people can agree with me on this, you just feel better.
Do you feel better when you get cancer? What I want to know.
That's later. Don't worry about it now.
Because you know, really is in the 70s, they would give you tan accelerators. And I remember one called Tanya, and they said it was just basically oil. And they said, we'll give you twice the tan in half the time. And it's like inviting cancer into your body. Who thinks this is a good idea, whether or not your eyes are blue?
Well, I used the name Max Tanning when I was doing my stand-up routine in the Catskills. And it was,
I remember,
There was nothing more excited than introduced by Freddie Roman when he said, ladies and gentlemen, Max Tanning! I'm like, hey, how are you? Great, what a drive out
from the city.
You got
to call him Fred, didn't you? You called him Fred Roman.
Oh, yeah, Fred Roman. Fred, thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
But, I mean, it doesn't take, it's not like trying to choose between sugar and saccharin and NutraSweet. This has been proven over and over again. You've had procedures done because of your sun exposure.
Who is one that had a cancerous thing cut off of his arm?
Isn't it the sunburn that's bad for you, not the tan?
Here's what was explained to me.
Okay.
Since I'm the only one that's had anything hacked off his body recently, and I will tell you that this happened to me at my last visit to the dermatologist. Mm-hmm. They said,
are you still going weekly?
No. And it was the PA. Lovely. She was lovely.
Yeah.
She checked my back for skin cancer with this delightful, gentle rub of the fingers. And I felt like I was watching an Anne Margaret video.
That's a beautiful thing to laugh. That's as long as my eulogy.
The way it was explained to me, what was taken off my body, very superficial, fortunately, it can be worse. Sometimes they got to dig in and take a whole area out. But they said this would probably be the result of a sunburn you got when you were 30.
Well, we can take care of that, Mr. O'Mara. Just
thank you. Thank
bite
you
down on
much.
This, please.
All right. Here we
go.
Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderfully done.
Now, I think it would be good for the show.
And rinse. Rob, yes.
Well, I think it'd be good if you went and tried out some Max Tannin.
Oh, I can't. Because I can sunscreen up and I'll still burn like a match head. It's just fair skin that has been treated so delicately for many years. I'm very sensitive to it. If I were to get, I'll burn and that's fine. But
Would you ever spray tan?
Yeah, that's part of Max Tannin is the spray also.
You could go to a place and spray tan, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could, but they might charge me extra based on surface area.
Yeah,
I don't know how they charge.
But wouldn't that be kind of a cool thing for you to try to just have a different, less powder-esque head?
I would look so good with a spray tan. My teeth would be whiter, my eyes would be bluer, and you know what, not many people get to tan their head. I'd get to tan my head.
Okay, all right, so is there anything more to this trend, or is that it?
Well, I mean, no, it's just it bothers me that because some idiot wants to look brown, that people are, this is a death wish when they do stuff like this.
Well, people have been addicted to being out in the sun, tanning in a tanning salon, getting the spray tans, doing all of that. There are people that are obsessed. Remember that lady they used to have on the reality show where she was like a tan mom, right? Mm-hmm. So that was her name, right?
Do you recommend buying a tanning bed?
I did that once.
I know.
Previous marriage. Jesus
Christ. It got ugly, Josh.
What were you going to say, Josh? I'm sorry.
Well, Rob was just in Miami. He should have seen a lot of this just walking around. And if you get the tan, then you're less likely to burn. So I think maybe there's some positives.
All right, maybe so. I saw a lot of craggy skin. Not as much Max tanning, but I saw some craggy skin.
I don't know how he spent as much time in Miami. And he would go out every day, and he would have no visible sun reaction.
Well, he had the umbrella.
Yes.
Yeah, and also my bony hat or boony hat, whatever it's called from Costco. Oh, God.
Have you ever had a tan?
I've gotten darker, yeah. But I mean, you've seen me. I either burn or I'm pale white. That's it. It's sad. You know, it's weird. My father tans. My mom tans. I don't know. I got so much Dutch in me. Okay, Josh, we've had just about enough of you.
All right. What about Dad Rock? Tell me about Dad Rock.
Okay, Dad Rock, this makes me feel bad because they've got this new classification. Believe me, there'll be a radio station soon. It'll be called Harold or Bob or Claire or something like that.
Bob doesn't like the way you're looking at him, so he's going to play some Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you think of Dad Rock, I would think of Led Zeppelin. I would think of Van Halen. I would think of maybe Aerosmith or the Beatles. But now, because of the age of people, these are the bands that are considered Dad Rock. Why are you covering your mouth?
Bill Harrison said, Rob gets MRSA not leaving the house.
Yeah, I wish the same to you, Bill. It'd be a shame if something horrible happened to you and your wife if you were, you know, if you had the wherewithal to have a wife. So, for sure, it's lonely being Bill Harrison.
He doesn't like to fight, ladies and gentlemen.
I assume Dad Rock is based on people my age.
I think so. So, Josh, what is your take on Blink 182?
It's one of my favorite bands.
Okay. You see, Blink 182 just missed me when I stopped listening to new music as a rule because, you know, there were no radio stations. Blink 182, right on the edge.
Does anybody know the answer as to why they're named Blink 182?
I don't.
There's a story behind that.
Go.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Creed is Dad Rock.
Creed. Is Creed the one I used to do the impression of?
There is one evil thing about Creed is they came out with a song that had a strings remix.
For the uninitiated and those out of touch for a very long time, please to share at least verbally a hit from Blink 182 or from Creed, please? Because I forget. Oh, he froze up. All right.
No, he didn't. By the way, Blink 182, the name is, they used to be called Blink, but there was another band called Blink, so they put numbers on that mean nothing.
Oh, very good.
Mike, there are actually 181 different Blinks.
And so Blink 182's Blink big hit in the late 90s was the All the Small Things.
All the Small Things.
Mm-hmm. And then Creed was With Arms Wide Open.
Right.
And this was unfair because this string remix came out right when Julia was born. And as a father, it was a remix of a rock record that they put strings on to make it even more lovely.
A Creed song?
Yeah, and it was a real heart tugger for someone who's a new father, it sucked me in, but then I got over it.
They got pushed into the Nickelback joke band.
Exactly.
But they were very talented.
Fall Out Boy, who I still like. But I always think they would skew younger, but Fall Out Boy is now Dad Rock.
Who liked it?
Yeah, they're younger than me.
Julia loved Fall Out Boy.
Didn't you go to a Fall Out Boy concert?
I went to two of them. All right. And I've never been to a louder show in my life.
Trivia question.
Shoot.
My son has agreed, and I said, if possible, they come to Tampa, Miami, that area. Not they necessarily, but this individual. I will take my son to this concert.
Is it our guest number four, which is Foo Fighters?
No.
Okay.
I think Foo Fighters. More modern.
Is it Post Malone?
No. No.
Is it Bad Bunny?
No, it's not. But same genre, general area. Okay.
Jelly Roll?
No.
Lizzo?
No. Getting closer.
Oh, so it's a female.
Oh, okay.
Is it Madonna?
No.
No? Is it Anne Margaret?
No, but now you're getting closer again.
Oh, Beyonce?
No.
You know what? Who it might be? It might be Lady Gaga.
No.
Because I would go see her. I give up. Who?
Comments can participate, too. I like doing this, even when it's like something nobody knows. Josh, would you like to guess? No, it's not Lainey. No.
Is it Sabrina Cardi Carpenter?
B. No.
Neither right. Gosh, this
All right,
tricky.
Ready? The name?
Yeah.
Ethnic sounding. Four syllables.
Four syllable ethnic name. Is it a... The last name is four syllables?
No, the last name is two syllables.
Oh, okay.
The first name is two syllables.
Demi Lovato.
No. You're getting... you're remarkably close.
Okay, gosh.
With the first letter.
Okay. Josh, your turn to make a guess.
It's not Gloria.
No, I would see her in a second.
Letter, first letter would be a D.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doris?
Would you like to know the last name?
Yeah, well, just give me the initials. Letter? The initials, yeah.
No, that's too easy.
Well, I mean, you already gave us D for the first one. I'm just talking about
the first letter. So what, you want to give us the last letter of the last word?
The last letter of the last name.
Okay, beginning and
end. It starts with a D, ends with an A.
Daria, Dora, Dana, Darla.
All right, here's another hint.
Okay.
Two words. Super sexy.
I knew that it would be someone sexy because you're going to see it.
It has been guessed by the chat group, Bill Harrison, 5816, Dua Lipa.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dua Lipa. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yes. Michael expressed an interest. I'll take you to that show.
I would go
did,
see
did
that.
Did he come with a picture?
No, I knew it already, Josh, but thank you for that.
Now, I have a hard time grabbing...
Oh, my God, we're running late. Yes,
okay,
Rob.
Just real quick. I have a hard time wrapping my head around Foo Fighters not being youthful.
Yes.
Because they're an amazing band. Robert loves the Foo Fighters. Green Day, I can see. Incubus, boo. Korn with a K, boo. Linkin Park, boo. I like The Offspring, and I like Weezer. I think these are all good bands.
It's all late 90s bands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It's just the way the timing is falling out.
By the way, that was your nickname at your father's memorial.
Yeah, exactly.
Weezer. We have to take a break.
And I remember your nickname was Korn.
Korn.
With a K.
Korn liquor. Hello, everyone. This is Mike O'Mara. Perhaps you remember me from the show Hullabaloo. Have you heard everyone talking about peptides? Sure you have. Peptides are tiny chains of amino acids that help support your body's natural processes and overall wellness. So, are you feeling tired all the time? Well, let's talk. Can't lose weight? No matter what you do, let's talk.
Talk.
Trouble sleeping?
Yes.
Let's talk.
We need to talk with Freddie Roman.
And ladies, if you're dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, weight gain, poor sleep, or low libido, let's talk.
Libido.
Hormones. Hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, is now available too. If you're not sure where to start, that's okay. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click on the weight loss and peptides button. Then click explore products and take the wellness quiz. Whether you're interested in weight management, hormone support, healthy aging, better sleep, more energy, or overall wellness, the quiz can help you point you in the right direction. Or the quiz can help point you in the right direction.
Yes.
You should read that correctly. HSA and FSA cards are accepted, and Klarna is available too. Visit DermGlowSkin.com. Take the wellness quiz today. That's DermGlowSkin.com. Peptides are the future, and the future is at DermGlowSkin.com. Time for a very brief food segment.
Good.
I'm going to tell you what I promised you yesterday, the new O'Mara Kitchen, something special. But first, we have a review from our fast food correspondent.
Oh, I don't have a review.
Oh, you haven't eaten it yet?
It just came out today.
But if it is anything what it was, we are in for a treat.
Well, and this is what... So the news is that Apple has changed their apple pie to a fried
McDonald's.
Apple pie.
McDonald's has gone back to the fried apple pie.
Apple has changed their phone.
Yeah,
now,
it's called an
I did
pie.
Not realize that Apple changed their... That McDonald's changed their apple pie. I thought it just started to suck in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. No.
I didn't know they changed it completely.
I explained this to you, and that Popeyes still fries their pies. And they're saying this is for the Susquecentennial, or whatever our 250th birthday is as a country, because apple pie is American. They're back to frying them, which means you can now permanently injure your mouth again eating a McDonald's pie. Because
if you're not patient and you're a hog and you shove it into your mouth, you'll burn your mouth.
And I will, and you might too.
No, I never was an apple pie guy.
We used to have on the in high school, we had a spotlight up in the lighting booth at the theater, and it had someone taped to it, "Caution, filling is hot," that they ripped off of an apple pie box. I always thought
because the
was
light
funny.
Was so
the
hot.
Light was hot. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
I during the time that apple pies came out with McDonald's, I was a massive Hostess fruit pie guy.
Yeah, but it's a different product.
I know, but yeah. I mean that's what I liked. If I want a pie, that's and
what
that
was your favorite flavor?
It was a tie between apple and blueberry.
Do you remember the mascot for them?
No.
Fruit Pie the Magician.
there it is. All right. So what did
you make?
When can we get a taste test on the when's it coming out? Do we know
it
yet?
It comes out today, apparently.
Okay. Can we maybe try to do a taste test tomorrow? Do you want to try it? Do you want to? Huh?
I could sneak out.
Yeah. Are you up in like the Adirondacks or something like that? Like 100 miles from a McDonald's?
No,
or?
I am probably 25 minutes from a McDonald's.
All right, we're taping in the afternoon. I'll try to grab myself a fruit pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can
try to do that. All right, so big hit the other night. Made this before. It did not go over. Made it about 3 days ago. Actually, on my birthday, on June 22nd, I made it, and it was a smash hit.
Did you change it between the failure and the success?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I kind of didn't go by a recipe. Okay. I just kind of looked at a couple of videos and then went into the kitchen and made sure I had the right ingredients. And that was my second try at beef stroganoff.
Lekker.
It was, oh my God, I killed it. I killed it, and I think I killed it because of one major ingredient, and that was Worcestershire sauce.
Very important.
And
oh,
by
it's
the
such
way,
a great sauce.
You food influencers that all have to play with the name of the product, Worcestershire sauce. Mm-hmm. I just said the correct pronunciation. All right. Please stop with the woobity because you're too fucking lazy to actually figure out the pronunciation of Worcester, as in Worcestershire, as in Worcester, Massachusetts. It's Worcester. That's the phonetic pronunciation.
There's a big fat redneck.
I should say Wooster. Worcester.
There's a big fat redneck with a beard that cooks on the socials, and he says, "Put in a half teaspoon of How's Your Sister sauce," and I just want to kick him in the eye.
Right. Right.
You don't be dumb.
Little cream, little heavy cream, a little minced, but diced fine onions.
Did you dredge the meat in flour and cook it before, or how did you do the beef?
That's the one thing I didn't do. I added a little flour, but I did it later in the process when I mixed it up with a little stock. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was not stock. It was broth.
Ah.
Beef broth that you get, and it was...
Lekker.
It was great. I followed her recipe last time, and it didn't work out.
Yeah. Did you serve it over noodles?
I did not. It was so good that everybody ate it without me cooking up the egg noodles. It was fantastic.
And you ate it without dishes? Just with your hands?
We ate it with our hands. Right out of the bowl. All right. Are we up on your thing? We are, and it's
a really long segment. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Okay, we will do that when we come back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We got beautiful video coming up. But first, the time is nigh. The TMOS Cruise 2027 is happening soon, ladies and gentlemen. Very excited about
it this year.
Actually, next year. This year, it's a better price, a longer trip, more notice. Join Mike, Rob, Josh, and your fellow Americans aboard the all-new Margaritaville at Sea Islander, sailing January 21, 2027. 5 days and four nights of laughs, a live podcast recording, meet and greets, tropical weather in the dead of winter, and plenty of time to unwind. We depart from Tampa. You get two relaxing days at sea, a Saturday stop in beautiful Cozumel, Mexico, and one final chill day before heading home on Monday.
Monday.
It's going to be us and everybody out there just jammed on the boat, having a great time. We're going to play that game you like so bad. What is it?
Yeah. What was it? The the next thing. Mike, you threw me. Oh,
the next big thing.
The next big thing, exactly. Thank you.
Go to MichaelMaraShow.com, and that's actually TMOSpodcast.com, and click on the cruise and get all the information you need to sign up. Josh, do I have any updates? Is there anything you need to add to this little message?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right.
And I'll be speaking.
Rob is going to be playing the game that he forgot. Look.
I forgot the title, Mike. That's it.
Forgets often, as we all do as we get older. Without further ado, he has not forgotten the beautiful video.
Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
There are plenty of reasons not to like Oprah. This is my most recent.
Okay.
It appears to be like a fan session, almost like a press conference with people at Cannes. And she's talking about her last interview with Whitney Houston. Now, she tells a story that Whitney Houston's family says is patently false. And also, even if it isn't, Oprah says during this, she asked her audience never to talk about it when it happened. And here she is talking about it. So she's going back on her own word.
The thing that happened. I had such trust from the Oprah Show audience that Whitney did, I think it was her last show with us, and she had gone back on drugs. The first interview I did with her when we'd gone behind stage and I asked her about her intention, she was clean. But the day she came to my show then to perform in front of the audience, she was not, and she fell off of the stage. And I knew that if that story got out that she'd fallen off of the stage, that she would be destroyed by that. And so even though the audience was there and the audience had cameras, I begged them not.
Oh, because you're so powerful.
Yeah, Oprah. And now right? She's saying it.
But also, you know, I'm so scary.
Yeah.
I had such trust.
Right. Yeah.
With my audience, because I was so powerful. Oh, God. So
and,
she just swims in Lake Mead more than anybody.
It's the absolute worst. Yeah, and her family, Whitney's family, says she was not high when she fell, and she did fall during a walkthrough with the stage lights off when it was dark on an unfamiliar stage.
Mm.
And that's it. And I tend to believe that to be the truth, because
yeah.
Why wait this long to tell a story that's not even true?
Because you just can't stop. You
she
just
can't.
Have to self-aggrandize
you know
at every turn, right?
She doesn't have an outlet now, so now people are paying to come see her tell lies. So
yeah.
Everyone in France, good for you. it's very important to look behind your television and make sure your wires aren't tangled up. And if you are behind your television and the wires are tangled up and one of them is very thick and it's hissing at you, you may want to call a snake wrangler. This is in Australia.
Oh, God. That's scary funny. Australia.
Yeah.
Did you have the door open or something? Or?
Oh, this whole house is open.
Yeah. Just an open plan living.
Too much fauna around the TV.
Oh, wait. You'll see the snake.
Yeah.
He's just happy as a clam back there.
Yeah, because it's nice and warm.
Yeah. I can't tell whether it's a boom slang or not.
It's not, too big to be in a house, I promise you that.
It's also not, it's not venomous the way he's
no.
handling it.
But still, who wants that?
What is it?
They don't identify the snake, which yeah. I hate.
I do too. Everybody wants to know if it's poisonous. It doesn't. Yeah, it looks
there
poisonous.
Yeah.
It's got the triangular head.
It's not long.
Look how big it is.
On the telly. Do you? Don't you?
Yeah. He's behind the telly.
He's behind the telly, and we're not going to say how much venom. We're not sure how much venom he delivers if he bites you, but he bits you right on the forearm. So he's got his two teeth marks right there. Take a look at those. Yeah, that was a deep bite. Yeah.
And let's close with this, Mike.
Yes.
This is a, as they used to say on NBC, NBC animation recreation. This is what could have happened. It's not animated, but this is what could have happened when cheese was invented. Do you ever stop to think what it must be like when they invented cheese?
Oh,
maybe
always.
It was something like this.
All right.
Wait, why pour it out? What if I fucked with it? Did a bunch of weird experiments and bullshit to it? Let it sit out for days? No, months? No, years? I'll cut myself off from the world. They won't understand. They're not ready. I could try it with skim, whole, 2%. So many permutations, so many possible outcomes. What if I separated the chunky parts from the liquid parts and messed around with the temperature and shit? Everybody knows that milk plus time equals gross. But what if you pushed past that? What if it gets good again? What if it gets better than milk? What if there's something past butter? But what? I feel like I'm reaching out in the darkness to grab something I can't see, but I'm afraid of what I'll find. Day 44. First cheese. It smells extremely weird. It made me shit 3 times. My body isn't built to handle it. No one's is. The only logical thing to do is put it in every dish there is on it.
Yeah. It makes me wonder, could it have been that disgusting? And you maybe know, it was.
You never know. Maybe somebody just left something where it shouldn't have been left. That is awesome. I love
so
that.
So gross.
Well, I'll keep you posted as to what's happening in my life, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
A big sleepover.
Phone me to Mike.
Tall 6'2" sleepover.
Phone me tonight.
Yes, I will. I'll let you know as soon as they get back to me. Yes, in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he just wrapped it up. Very good. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode for Mr. Josh Sharoka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Thank you.
Love you, Pop. Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Why don't you love me?
Mike is very, very, very attractive.